This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Yeah, we don't have to live like this. We don't have to have our money stolen from us by criminals and our government, given to their wars and funding their friends' projects, but we can't get critical infrastructure. Funding the illegal immigrant invasion, but the feds show up at your house and ask you about a social media post. So, yeah, we know that the social media companies are working with the federal government against their political opposition. This is very well documented. Very well documented. And it's only going to continue. Because why wouldn't it? Nobody gets arrested. Nobody's serious about stopping it. So, of course, it's going to continue. And it's going to get worse. But again, compare all of that and then listen to what ICE is telling a reporter here about illegal immigrants that they arrest that get released into the country in clip 13.
Any questions, you can talk to your team later.
It's the pre-dawn hours in Boston.
Kid has a real violent history.
And this elite team of ICE deportation officers is briefing on their target list for the day. Illegal aliens charged with egregious crimes.
All the targets today, every single one of them, is an aggravated felony here in the Commonwealth. So these are really the cases that are the worst of the worst here in Massachusetts.
ICE quickly takes down its first target, an illegal alien from Guatemala, charged with aggravated child rape.
Carlos Pien.
Minutes later, ICE arrests a Colombian national, charged with the rape of a child above age 14.
I don't have enough
led into the country illegally
or resources released to tackle every one of these public safety threats. Are we going after the child rapist today, or are we going to go after that two times deported fentanyl dealer? Because we can't get both.
ICE's next arrest, a combative MS-13 gang member from El Salvador, charged with a slew of violent crimes. Officers then arrested this Brazilian man, charged with five counts of aggravated rape of a child.
How are you guys not notified about a child rapist being released?
Unfortunately, in Massachusetts, that's how it is with most of these sanctuary jurisdictions.
A short time later, ICE took down their final target, a Brazilian gang member, also charged with child rape.
Just this morning today, four accused child rapists and one MS-13 gang member. Those are the kind of people you're going after.
That's every day up here in Boston. Those are the public safety threats that we really want
to
get off
the street,
folks. It was a great day for the teams. That's five public safety threats that are in the community going to go ahead and victimize anyone else.
And ICE says all of those arrests you just saw happen because local authorities ignored their detainer request to keep these guys in custody due to sanctuary policies. ICE says all of those suspects will remain in federal custody until their local charges are resolved. Then ICE will seek to deport every single one of them.
Wow.
We'll send it back to you.
And making a point of doing it in a city like Boston with the sanctuary policies in place. Really intriguing stuff, Bill. We'll see what comes of it
intriguing.
Next. Thank you. Bill Malusia
yeah.
in Boston.
Intriguing, all right. What other commentary can you even provide to this? Yeah, intriguing to say the least. Illegal immigrants, child rapists, are roaming the streets of this country. And they get released by Democrat law enforcement, and they get released into these sanctuary cities, and they get released by these leftist DAs and mayors and judges. Child rapists. And they get released. The police officer that got killed, that Trump went to his wake while Joe Biden was dancing with Lizzo, killed by a guy with 31 priors. You got this other story today. A guy with 7 prior arrests beats a lady in downtown Brooklyn. I mean, why are Democrats putting criminals on the streets? I'd love to hear the real logic and reasoning behind it, but they just say, oh, we're fighting racism. We're just fighting racism and bigotry. How? By putting criminals on the streets, you are something special if that's what you believe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, there's just so much craziness to deal with here. It's just, you're at a loss with it. But see, this is what's so crazy, is that Elon Musk will cover the stuff on his X account. Like that last video I played. And I forget exactly what he says, but he's like, you know, pedophiles being released by law enforcement, what the hell is going on? How long does this have to go on for? And then they say, oh my gosh, he's a radical right winger. He's an extremist. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Elon Musk must be stopped. He must be shut down. We can't have it. Well, what the hell is that? Who supports illegal immigrant child rapists? You know what? Forget about the thing. Because who supports child rapists being out on the streets? Who supports child rapists not being detained indefinitely? Where is the logic here? What in the hell is going on here? Is it because they're an illegal immigrant that, oh, well, they're an illegal immigrant, so it's important that they not be in jail? What? Why are we putting criminals back on the streets? Like this lady deals with in clip 3. This guy has 7 prior arrests, gets released every time, beats this woman senseless in Brooklyn.
Eyewitness News exclusive. Pichardo says he didn't say a word, just stared at her, then broke her jaw.
He hit me very, very strong over here.
Can't even talk. Her jaw's wired here. Shut.
Everything's break.
It happened yesterday around 5 p.m. on
nice
Grand
Black Lives
Avenue
Matter
mural. Dean Street. Pichardo was a school bus aide and was returning from work, just steps away from home when she was slugged. Her brother owns a restaurant across the street from where she lives. He and this employee chased the suspect down. Johan Flores says he was still standing there. When they confronted him, he denied attacking Pichardo, cold and emotionless. They followed him for several blocks and stopped him from fleeing until police arrived. Cops arrested 33-year-old Franz Judy.
The suspect was charged with misdemeanor assault, meaning he's not bail eligible. He'll be released back onto the street. And that's the part that has the victim
nice.
And her family frustrated and afraid.
Every time I see one man, I cross. I don't want to be close to nobody. I'm very afraid. Yes. I turn my song everywhere I'm going. I want you to walk with me.
He's being charged with assault 3, not with a felony, because there's no intent. So therefore, he's being just charged with that. He has 7 prior arrests for assault charges, and he's out in the street.
In Crown Heights, Brooklyn, Stefan Kim, Channel 7, Eyewitness News.
I just you can't figure it. But no, actually, you can. Honestly, it's just, it's so heartbreaking, not just for the victims of these violent criminals. It's It's just this is where the country is at. But see, pull the Elon Musk tweet back up here. Because let me explain what is actually going on, because you would say it doesn't make sense. Pedophiles being released, child sex abusers being released, violent criminals being released. Elon says, well, what's going on here? Enough is enough. And then he covers this and he says, something is deeply wrong with the justice system. Let's be perfectly clear, ladies and gentlemen. The justice system is actually fine. The American left is the problem. It's the American left that's the problem. We have an immigration system. It's a great system. Works just fine. The American left has broken it. The American left is the problem. The justice system. We have laws. We have a judicial system. What's wrong with it? The left is running it. The left. That's the problem. Democrats. Liberals. And so that's what's so frustrating about this. And I know Musk gets it to an extent, but it's just like we can't even properly deal with or address these things because we don't even use the right rhetoric. We don't even attack the issue head on. The American liberal is a psychotic. The American liberal is a nut job. The American liberal is a destructive force and a terminal illness on our body politic. It must be removed. You can't make sense of it. Who wants illegal immigrant child rapists in the streets? Who wants illegal immigrant murderers in the streets? Who wants repeat violent criminals in the streets, brutalizing women? It was just this week. There's this other video, massively viral video. It's about a dozen women. I guess it's a new thing now in New York City, is that people just slug women in the face. They're just walking down the street and they just get slugged in the face. And then they record it afterwards. They're like, I don't understand what's going on. I'm just walking down the street, so I just got punched in the head. Yeah, what is going on? What is broken here? What is the deal? Who wants this garbage? Who's promoting this? Who wants to live in this civilization? It's all the American left. That is just the fact. The justice system could work just fine. Wouldn't be perfect, but it'd work just fine. The American liberal has destroyed it. We have an immigration system that works. The American liberal has destroyed it. The American liberal has destroyed everything. You want to solve these problems? You want to get back to common sense? You want to not have child rapists roaming the streets being let out of prison? You want to not have violent criminals roaming the streets being left out of prison? Get rid of the American liberal. Get rid of the American Democrat in any position of government, in any position of power, in any position of influence. They don't belong in government. They don't belong in the classroom. They belong in a mental facility. These are deranged lunatics. And yeah, until the American liberal is removed from the political equation, child rapists will be roaming the streets of America. Violent criminals will be beating women in the streets of New York City and being released from prison. Violent criminals will be murdering police officers and be released from prison. So, I will be here for the rest of my life covering this news. I could be on air the rest of my life, or until they just, hell, put me in prison for speech violations and let the guy out that raped a kid. For as long as I'm on air, I will have to cover violent criminals beating women in the streets that get released by a Democrat, and child rapists roaming the streets that get released by a Democrat. I will be covering that the rest of my life until the American liberal is removed from the political equation. I just want solutions. And I like easy solutions to complex problems. And we got a bunch of complex problems, don't we? But the easiest solution, to getting things going back the right direction is removing the American liberal from the equation. These are psychotic freaks. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't even want to talk about this. It's just like, this is the perfect example. This former Clinton fundraiser, like, I don't even want to give this guy any airtime. But this guy comes at me in the streets when I'm doing field reporting, and he comes up to me and he bites my microphone cover off of my mic while I'm doing a report and chews on it and eats it. And then takes it home with him and keeps it as a souvenir. Now, is that somebody that sounds like they belong in the political conversation and equation, or a straitjacket in a rubber room?
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Triple reinforced the stage there. Yeah. They had to bring in a special crew there. This is a Biden fundraiser. Isn't that great? It's a party. All right. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I mean, she basically just threw the performance, too. Rihanna performs better pregnant. By the way, did you see that video going viral? I never looked into this conspiracy theory about Beyonce never being pregnant. Did you guys see that video where she's like supposedly pregnant and then she sits down in a chair and her supposedly pregnant belly deflates? Anyway, I'm getting off track. I don't know what's wrong with Lizzo. Somebody actually reported a missing zoo animal, but then they figured out it was just a mistake. So, all right, we can make fun of Lizzo, but oh, we got three presidents in the building. So they're there partying in New York City. Oh, they're all having a great time. $500,000 ahead, by the way. That's how they got. I think the number ended up being $26 million raised here. So you could go see Lizzo and Queen Latifah. And go get a picture with Joe and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm a sycophant. The Me Too movement. But they love old Bill Clinton. They're fighting racists, but they love themselves some Joe Biden. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You ever seen something like that? That's something else. Really makes you wonder. It's all a game. It's all a game. But they're all partying and clapping and having a great time and dancing. And there was a seismic reading there outside of Music Radio Hall there when Lizzo was performing. It's all fun and games. But then out on the streets, women are getting beaten in the streets and children are getting raped and molested and illegal immigrant gang activity is going on. This whole thing is so cringe. Yeah. What is going on here? Here's a stiff-legged, awkward Joe Biden, and he goes in for the shake with Bill, and then the swing and the miss. I'm surprised that Obama even agreed to this, quite frankly. I'm really actually surprised that Obama agreed to this. Bill Clinton, folks, Bill Clinton is not popular. And neither is Joe Biden, for that matter. So, I mean, Obama's basically running this. So it really makes you think that this is all Obama's presidency again. Obama's really running the show. I don't know why else he would be doing this. And if that's the case, then it is Biden. He's going to be running again. So, nobody likes Bill Clinton. Nobody likes Joe Biden. They like Barack Obama. And so why would Obama be putting himself up there with Clinton and Biden, two despised politicians? Well, because Obama's the one in power. Obama's the one actually running the White House. So that could be your greatest evidence for that yet. Was that whole charade. So it's Obama running the show. Why else would he be campaigning up there with two rotting husks that look like death warmed over Joe Biden and Bill Clinton, who aren't even popular on their own accord? But so, here's the other issue. Joe Biden can't campaign. Forget about even physically or mentally. okay? Joe Biden can't campaign because he can't have rallies, because if he does, they're all going to be protested, and then the optics of that look bad post-2020 and heading into the 2024 presidential election. So what do? They have these small, controlled events where they don't announce them to the public, and they only invite members of the group, and they only share the information with the leaders of the group, so it'll be like a union or a teacher's union or something like that. Or Biden will pop in at like an ice cream parlor or go to a black family's house and deliver them fried chicken. I'm not even kidding you. Joe Biden shows up with a bucket of fried chicken and some watermelon drink and says, "Hey, blacks, I'm here. Give me your vote." Literally, that happens. So he can't do a normal rally. There'd be too many protesters, or a Trump rally would break out outside. So, okay, so you see these smaller venue events. You see these private events where he speaks for 5 minutes or whatever, then gets lost on the stage and shuffles away. They have to do that because if the information gets out where Joe Biden is going to be or what he's going to be doing, then massive protests form and either a Trump rally breaks out outside or a Biden protest breaks out outside. And so, yes, so there it is. So these are the sights and sounds outside of the Biden campaign event right outside Radio City Music Hall. Guys, give me the audio here now, too. So while Donald Trump is visiting the wake of the murdered police officer by a violent criminal that Democrats put back on the streets, yeah, here's a white man getting assaulted trying to go to his grandmother's funeral, just trying to walk through the insanity of it. Been there. And see, folks, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, why doesn't InfoWars go out on the scene and go to this stuff anymore? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, we're dealing with a bunch of litigation and financial stuff, so we can't even get funding to do it. I'll just leave it at that. So I can fund this stuff basically on my own, but then I'm also on a travel restriction from the federal government. I'm on a severe travel restriction, so I really can't even travel. Not to mention, you know, I can't do anything that puts myself or safety in jeopardy. I can't, because if I go out without security and then I have to defend myself and I get arrested, then I'm gone for a year. I'm in prison. I don't want to go. I don't want to go in a mob of people that could potentially engage me with violence. And then I'm forced to do something that puts me in a compromising position. So just to explain that. But yeah, there's all these videos. And these are organic protests breaking out against Joe Biden. It's not like your typical AstroTurf. But yeah, people just walking by, white men, white women, and they just get assaulted and attacked. You know, a Jewish woman will walk by and she'll get screamed at and called a murderer and all this stuff. But that's the left protesting Joe Biden. So you see, they can't have Joe Biden doing rallies, folks. By the way, he got disrupted inside, too. Let's go ahead and quickly run clip one. All right. I went long. We'll play it when we come back. But inside the event, he was protested, too. So, yeah, they had to do this rally. Obama needed funding for his fourth presidential campaign with Joe Biden as a surrogate. So they had to do this funding and raise the $26 million from all the Hollywood celebs. But he can't.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3, on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, so they can't have Biden doing any rallies because it's really bad optics. They had to do this Obama fundraiser because they just needed the funds. But Biden can't really do any rallies because a protest would break out, a Trump rally would break out, and the optics would be too bad after they stole the 2020 election and probably plan on doing the same for 2024. So here's the protester inside the fundraiser in clip one.
There was an insurrection.
Shame on you, Joe Biden! Shame on you!
He's lying about an insurrection.
Shame on you! You blood on your hands!
Now, again, whether you agree with the conclusion on the genocide going on in the Gaza Strip or not, the point is that Biden can't do rallies without getting protested by leftists. By leftists. But, you know, a part of you looks at the commentary that's against the Israeli actions in Gaza, and you say, well, hold on a second now. That's perfectly fine, but these leftists go out and march in the streets. I mean, look, honestly, how many of them do you think could even spot the Gaza Strip on a map? I mean, seriously. How many of them do you think could even find the Gaza Strip on a map? What do we think? Maybe half? Give or take. So that's nice. You're against genocide or what you believe is a genocide. And you're out in the streets, and so, okay, good for you. And for the most part, I would say that these people have been peaceful, other than the harassment that some of the individuals trying to walk through their protest received last night. I don't think anybody was hospitalized or anything, so just maybe a little scare tactics there and a little harassment and bullying. But, I mean, compared to normal leftist protests where there's buildings burning and police being assaulted and people getting murdered, you could say that that's peaceful, but... So imagine, though, you're out there protesting what you think is the big concern, and that's fine. You couldn't locate it on a map, but what about the women that are getting beaten by violent criminals released back on the streets in New York City? What about all the women being raped and murdered by illegal immigrants? What about the children, the child rapists that come into this country and get released? See, nothing on that. Nothing on that. Nothing. They're okay with that. They have no problem with that. Ceasefire protests interrupt Biden's $26 million fundraiser with Obama and Clinton. I think it just shows you Obama's the real president or some semblance of. Biden is basically the Obama surrogate. That's what the fundraiser was all about. It's all about raising money for Obama. That's why he was there. That's why he's riding around on Air Force One. That's why he's strutting around like the long-legged Mac Daddy in Europe. And then with Joe Biden going down the kiddie stairs because Biden can't do the adult stairs. House Republicans invite President Biden to testify at public hearing as impeachment inquiry stalls. Yeah. James Comer urges President Biden to testify in impeachment inquiry. Do you think he'll show? House Republicans are pressing President Biden to testify before the Oversight Committee as part of their impeachment inquiry, raising disputed claims and requesting the president sit for questions about his family's business dealings. Yeah, let's get him under oath. Comer said, I invite you to participate in a public hearing at which you will be afforded the opportunity to explain under oath your involvement with your family's sources of incomes and the means it has used to generate it. The odds of Joe Biden showing up are about zero, maybe 0.001%. Biden shows up. Biden is the no-show president. Biden is the no-show president. It's the story that nobody talks about. The no-show president. It's embarrassing. Democrats hope student loan moves hold weight for Biden in November. Well, it's not even holding up in its own weight. Multiple attorneys general joined together to sue Joe Biden administration in bid to block his illegal student loan plan. The Supreme Court also blocked his illegal student loan plan, and then just Biden went through it anyway. He's a criminal. He's trying to buy votes. Nothing is sticking for them. They can't run on the economy. The economy is doing bad. They can't run on safety. There's violent crime everywhere. They can't run on illegal immigration. They can't run on immigration, the most illegal immigrants of any presidential administration. They tried abortion. It didn't really take. The whole abortion push for them to run on abortion, just it didn't move the needle. So they're abandoning that ship. Now they're going for, we're going to pay off your debt. And Supreme Court says, well, you can't do that. That's illegal. Biden says, screw it. I'm going to do it anyway. Now the attorney generals are saying, nope, you can't do that. So Biden will just do it anyway. He's trying to buy votes. That's what that is. But in a way, it doesn't even matter. Whether he gets the student loan debt paid, whether it's 5% of it, 0% of it, 100% of it, just the headline, just him saying he'll do it is him trying to buy votes, even though it will likely fail. Even though it will likely fail. Because then people are like, they won't have a dime of their student loans paid off. Not a single dime. And you'll say, why do you like Joe Biden? Well, he's helping people pay off their student loans. So really, did you get your student loans paid off? No. Do you know anybody that got their student loans paid off? No. Well, did you see that move got blocked? No. So Biden didn't get the student loans paid off. But you support him because he got the student loans paid off, even though it didn't happen. Ah, you must be a Democrat voter. You must be a liberal. Not enough BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra on the planet to save the liberal mind disease. Not enough on the planet to cure the liberal mind virus. We will still search for a cure, but what is the cure for liberalism? I don't know. I simply do not know. But we do have BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra available for you at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we want to sell high-quality products, and we want to be in a marketplace that's already popular with products that people like. So we see that energy drinks are popular, so we created TurboForce Plus, 10 hours of clean energy, one scoop. So now you don't have to drink the toxic energy drinks with all that processed sugar. And the high fructose corn syrup tastes like battery acid, everything else. You can get 10 hours of clean energy in one scoop of TurboForce Plus. But think about BrainForce Plus. Think about BrainForce Ultra. They'll take your kid out of school and they'll say, oh, ADD or ADHD or all this other garbage, so that they can put them on a pharmaceutical drug. Now, I'm not giving you any, you know, health advice or, you know, prescribing anything here. I'm saying the point is, oh, people look for something to help them focus. And so we just do something that is all natural with natural ingredients, organic ingredients, that is effective, not addictive, not bad for you. And then we just say, oh, okay, here's a great product that helps you focus and gives you mental clarity. You got a little bit of the guarana seed in there as well for energy, some natural caffeine. So I can tell you from experience, BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra. If you like the capsule version, BrainForce Plus. If you like the liquid tincture version under the tongue, BrainForce Ultra. Both those products are great. Mental energy, mental clarity, mental focus. Great for doing a three-hour talk show. Great if you got a big presentation coming up for the office. Great if you got a big exam coming up and you want to study or before the exam for focus. InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Levels of ludicrous are reaching new levels. There was a mayor's convention. Oh my gosh. Do you see what's happened here? I don't know too much about the Baltimore mayor, and I don't live in Baltimore. I've been to Baltimore a couple times. Obviously not doing very well. I mean, Baltimore is probably having some of the most problems when it comes to major metropolitan areas. Definitely Baltimore's up there. So is St. Louis. And I'll tie it all in. But it's like, this is what they do. So you have this black guy who gets elected to be the mayor of Baltimore, and then things happen, and he just says, oh, racism. I'm a victim of racism, and people want to call me the N-word. No, the bridge collapsed, and you've now been doing public speaking events and interviews, and now people that have never heard or seen of you are seeing you and hearing you for the first time, and they're like, wow, this guy seems really unqualified and incompetent. And he just says, it's racist. So, but see, that's what they do. So now it's, hey, elect a black guy or elect a black woman. See, you're fighting racism. See, you're fighting white supremacy. And then they talk and they get put on the national stage, and people say, boy, this guy seems incompetent. Don't you dare say that, racist. And then he says, well, they just say I'm a result of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Really, they just want to call me an N-word. No. But you bring up diversity, equity, and inclusion, it's the same phenomenon. Don't hire the Asian that's qualified. Don't hire the white guy that's qualified. Hire somebody else, whether it's a black person or, you know, a trans person. It doesn't even make the difference. The person is, hire somebody that's not qualified. Hire somebody that's less qualified because of the color of their skin. And then when they botch a surgery or they crash an airplane or they destroy infrastructure or they build a bridge that doesn't hold up, and then you say, gee, this is the result of the diversity, equity, and inclusion. They just say, no, you're just a racist. I don't want the bridge designer that's Japanese and has the highest IQ. I want the black lesbian because we need more black lesbian representation in bridge design and architecture. And then the bridge collapses and you say, boy, I think that's a result of diversity, equity, and inclusion. How dare you, racist? I don't want the Indian surgeon who comes from a line of four neurosurgeons. I don't want the Asian trauma surgery guy who has all the best results in the medical exams and has the most experience in the surgery room. I don't want that. I need a minority. I need a lesbian. Yeah. You're sitting down. You're about to go in for surgery. You say, oh, is that a white doctor? Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is the best doctor in the field, sir. You're very lucky to have him here with you. He's literally the best. No, I don't. Is there anybody that's a minority that I could... How about that guy over there? That's the janitor. Yeah, I'll take him. He's black. So, but you see, that's what they do. They prop it up. And they use affirmative action, or now they just call it diversity, equity, and inclusion. I guess we caught on to affirmative action. And it's all just racism is really what it is. Whether it's, you can say it's anti this group, anti that group. It becomes whatever group they want it to be. It doesn't even matter. It could be black today. It could be white tomorrow. It could be Hispanic. It could be Asian. It could be any group. By the way, it doesn't fit for the NBA or the NFL or any sports teams, though. So that's good. So thank God we're keeping it out of those things that are very important to life and critical infrastructure and, you know, the health industry. So that's good. But that's what they do. And so, I'm gonna hire people not because they're qualified, but because of the color of their skin. And they put a very well-educated, kind of a liberal. I mean, he said he was independent, but he's kind of a liberal black man who goes on The View. And he's like, hey, we should stop doing all this race baiting stuff. And we should realize that a meritocracy is the best way to move forward. And all the liberal hosts immediately said, get back in line, boy. Get back in line, boy. No, we need more diversity, equity, and inclusion. And then when everything hits the fan and you say something about it, you're a racist. So here's the mayor of St. Louis. Guys, do we have the clip? You have all this organized retail theft going on. Well covered, well documented. And you have these individuals who run into these stores, jewelry stores, grocery stores now, convenience stores, Walmart, Target, whatever, and they run in groups at the same time, and they know they're protected by the laws now, so you can't even arrest them. If a good Samaritan decides to step up and try to stop them, they'll get arrested. And it's kind of like this new debate where I saw Tommy Loren on Fox News this morning, and they're covering this phenomenon of women getting beaten up in the streets of New York City. And she says, oh, where are all the men? Where are all the good men? Where are the men? They're in prison because, like Daniel Penny, they stood up. So I'm not going to sit here and, you know, I'm not even saying that she's wrong in her insinuation here that, yeah, men should stand up for women getting beaten in the streets. I completely agree. But to sit here and act like men are the problem. No, actually, men are pragmatic creatures. That's why. Do you want to know why men commit suicide at a much higher rate than women? Because men are pragmatic. And you know what they see as a solution to their problem sometimes? Killing themselves. So no, men are just pragmatic creatures. So if men see a situation and they say, well, okay, this woman just got clocked in the head. But if I do something about it, I'm going to go to jail. So I'm not going to do anything about it. And so that's what goes on. And then like... So men are supposed to sit here and take the blame when it's leftists and liberals who go after the men and punish men for doing the right thing. So you could argue, well, they should still do the right thing. Well, okay, so at what cost? Until when? But back to the point. So, okay, you try to stop somebody from committing organized retail theft. You try to stop somebody. And what happens? You get the police called on you. You get arrested. That's a real phenomenon. You're Daniel Penny. You're on the New York subway. This guy's probably hopped up on drugs. He's famous for harassing people on the subway. He's obnoxious. He's out of control. You subdue him. People were complaining. You go to prison. And then, where are all the good men? So here's the mayor of St. Louis, though. If your convenience store gets robbed, it's your fault. You can't even make this up.
Leaders from Jackson, Mississippi, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Durham, St. Louis, and more meeting Wednesday and Thursday to talk crime and solution. St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones says she's taking back strategies used in Atlanta for nightclub owners and eyeing ways to reduce crimes around convenience stores.
We have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations, so how can we hold those business owners accountable and also bring down crime? And then some of the things that we're already doing, we're finding that other mayors are doing as well.
Discussions with the Council on Criminal Justice and chats between leaders were closed to the public and media.
How can we hold the business owners accountable? Liberals are just a friggin' joke, dude. Hey, look, again... Don't notice anything. And so it's all these cities, these predominantly black cities, and they all have black mayors. And so they get together. It's like, look, it's the Black Mayor Association. Hey, we got a problem with crime. We got a problem with crime. We don't want to talk about what the real problem is, but let's blame the store owners. And there's all these black mayors staring in a room. And they release the violent criminals on the streets, and they have far leftist Soros-funded DAs that make crime legal, and then they say, we need to hold the store owners accountable. I mean, these people are clowns.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.